Ball is in the air from the official. One by Skowski into the hands of Blake Redeker, and we'll have our first possession here. Opie in their home white uniforms. Gold numbers trimmed, or white, green numbers trimmed in gold. Dexter Holting has it up top at the foul line. He'll be poke-checked by Tyson Bolson. That'll be his first foul.
Well,
didn't even recognize Bolson. He's got a head of hair out there. I was like, who is that kid? But it's Tyson Bolson.
I was going to say, I was having a little trouble recognizing Allie Smith. He's put on a little size himself in the last year. Looking like a pretty stout player as he gets the steal.
Inbound into the backcourt, stolen away by Allie Smith. The Hartford Jaguars strike first. They lead thanks 2-0. Hartford in their road blue uniforms. Hartford across the chest. White numbers trimmed in red. Blake Redeker to Blake Skowski at the elbow. He'll drive, spin move, kick it out. Dexter Holting right corner, three in the air, swish. Opie on top for the first time, 3-2, 7:25 to play in the first quarter. Bolson with pressure in the backcourt by Dexton Holting now over the left side to Hunter Renfro. He'll cross the timeline. Picked up man-to-man defense by Blake Skowski and Blake Redeker with a steal, but his foot was out of bounds, and it'll stay with Hartford.
That'll technically be the second turnover for Opie off the steal there. Two early turnovers for a team that's not really known for its carelessness with the ball.
Bolson gets the inbound from Kevin Goza, who hands it off to Allie Smith at the top of the key. Step back, thought about a three, but go to the left wing to Goza. Goza behind his back. Now right side Bolson. Bolson will look to drive. Nothing there. Hands it back off to Allie Smith. Allie Smith defended in the man-to-man defense by Dexter Holting. Tries driving past Holting, and it's right into the hands of Blake Skowski. Up the court we go. Blake Redeker baseline. Bounce pass. Garrett Cole block off the window. Good. Yeah, Opie with the 5-2 lead now.
That's the thing with Opie is they just know how to tiptoe the boundary lines, and it makes it so hard to guard them because you think they're going to step out. Then right when they're about to, they're able to force those passes almost through like threading a needle and finish right up front in your face. That's a just textbook passing play there by the Eagles.
Pressure in the backcourt nearly forces a turnover, but Jaguars fortunate the official did not see it go off the hand of Tyson Bolson, so Jaguars still with it down the half in the half court. Renfro with it at the elbow. Drags his foot, yeah. And it'll be a turnover back to Opie.
Again, that defensive pressure by Opie, they just force you to make simple mistakes right there. And Bolson, I think he thought he had the dribble with it, and he just dragged that foot a little too far.
Substitution upcoming. Nolan Trester, the sophomore, into the ball game for the Jaguars. Renfro will take a seat on the bench. 5-2 Opie's lead, a buck and a half gone by here in the opening quarter. Blake Redeker bounce pass to Blake Skowski underneath the Garrett Cole. He'll skip it left corner. Dexton Holting thought about a three. We'll go to the baseline to Blake Redeker, who finds Garrett Cole off the window and good. Garrett Cole's got four, leads out to five. Bolson gets the inbound, pressure in the backcourt. He'll beat the press. Now bounce pass to Baker underneath, loses the handle on it. Bolson recovers off the foot
great
of Dexton
move.
Holting to save possession by Tyson Bolson.
That was a great heads-up move there by Bolson. He knew there was no way he was staying in bounds, and there was just nobody around to throw to. Bounces it right off the shin and maintains possession. Heads-up play by the senior.
Baker, Bolson, and Allie Smith returning starters for Colton Barrett. Pass into Bolson. He's on the left block. He'll be fouled by Dexton Holting. That'll be Opie's first foul.
Another heads-up play there by Bolson is it looked like, I think, the pass from Kevin Goza, it was going to go straight into an Eagle hand. Bolson jumps the pass and is able to save the possession.
Bolson with it in the corner, looking to drive. Be poke checked once again.
Wow.
Second team foul for Opie.
A lot of contact here. Only 2 minutes gone thus far. I'm kind of having some flashbacks to the girls' game a little while ago. That was a long first half with a lot of contact.
Dexton Holting with the foul, so that'll be his second. He'll take a seat on the bench, subbed out by 5'6 junior Ethan Redeker. Holting's mom, Trish Holting, celebrating a birthday today. Happy Nolan birthday. Trester with the inbound, takes it and carries at the foul line. Fourth turnover in the first 2 minutes of play for the Hartford Jaguars as they trail things 7-2 here in the first quarter. Blake Redeker bringing things up as he crosses the timeline, dribbling with his left hand, goes right side against his own defense. Applied by Hartford. Redeker with it underneath, trying to find Blake Redeker, and it's stolen away by Hartford. Third turnover for the OP Eagles. Trester left side to Goza. Goza back to Trester, nearly stolen away by Blake Redeker. He does, and he'll be fouled at midcourt by Kevin Goza. That'll be Goza's first, team second.
Well, I will say this. There's been a lot of contact made between the two teams, a lot of fouls called, but I will say the officials still letting them play a little bit here. That was maybe a late whistle after the third contact that was initiated there in the backcourt for Olby.
Ethan Redeker up top to Garrett Cole. Back to Ethan Redeker. Wide open right corner three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Offensive board, though, to Blake Redeker. Keeping the possession alive. He's now in the left corner. Up top, Truman Bailey. Lob inside. Stolen away by Duncan Baker. Go back to Allie Smith. And Allie Smith trying to cut the deficit as Hartford trails by five. Pass goes through the hands of Tyson Bolson into the scorer's table. Be a turnover back to Opie. A sixth turnover now for Hartford.
Three of those being picked up in the last minute 15.
Opie with a 7-2 lead. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Ethan Redeker with it, left wing. Look inside, nothing there against the zone defense. Now Blake Skowski gets it on the elbow. Opposite side to the corner to Blake Redeker. Now back to Skowski on the block. He'll fire up a shot. It's too strong off the glass. Rebound to Hartford. Bolson streaking the other way. He'll pick up his dribble on the wing. Up top goes a left side Trester.
Both teams are the only one rebound in the ball game thus far, as the first four shots were all makes.
Allie Smith defended by Blake Redeker. Gets it. Step on him, but unable to complete the shot. Leaves it short off the rim. Offense or rebound to Opie. Up the court we go. Truman Bailey with the breakaway layup. And Opie is out to a 9-2 lead. Colton Barrett will take a timeout. I believe it's a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here with you. 4:23 to go in the first quarter. The score 9-2 in favor of Opie. Kagan, what was, obviously the first game we've had since the Christmas break? The most memorable gift or best gift you received this year?
You're going to laugh when I say it.
Oh, boy.
My beautiful wife loves to help me accessorize. I got a nice little pair of pink loafers to go with. I'm not wearing them today.
So you got the pink pants on, though.
Yeah.
You need a pink jacket, and you could be the Panther himself.
Actually, I was told Miami Vice need a shave and just have the little mustache, as Chuck Samples likes to rib me about, saying, when are we going to go full Miami Vice? Unfortunately, the pants I got don't match the jacket.
Oh, no.
I know. Amazon, darn it.
Off pink.
Off pink. But, hey, I've been turning heads all night, so, not a bad thing. Somebody said to me, they go, well, that's pretty brave to wear some pink pants around here. And I just said, hey, you're talking about it, aren't you?
4:23 left to go after the break here. 30-second timeout taken by Colton Barrett. Kevin goes at an inbound on the left side. Full court to go. Pressure applied in the full court. They get it in the Allie Smith, and it's stolen away by Andrew Forker, who subbed in during that stoppage of play. Blake Redeker on the left block, and I think they're going to call a foul on the floor. Heavy pressure as he was triple teamed underneath. See who the foul is committed against.
Yeah, Bolson.
It'll be Bolson's second, so we'll see what Colton Barrett does here with 4:18 left to go. That'll be the third team foul for Hartford. Blake Redeker inbounds to Garrett Cole, now right side, Andrew Forker. Underneath the Truman Bailey, wide open. Bailey's got four. The lead's out to nine.
And I don't know what it is with these defenses that play Olpe, but it's just, for some reason, they're able to just have that post wide open, and they really draw the defense up towards the top of the key, and it just leaves that post completely open. It's their sweet spot in Olpe.
Allie Smith recklessly driving through the lane, loses his footing, and it'll be called for a travel. Oliver Smith and I believe Keenan Renfro back in the contest. So it's Bolson, Renfro, Trester, Smith, and Allie Smith. That's Oliver and Allie Smith, the five on the floor for Hartford. Foraker into the foul line to Garrett Cole, right corner to Blake Redeker. He'll drive in, throw up a left-handed layup. That falls through. Blake Redeker's first points of the ball game. Lead is in double figures, 13-2. Bolson. Pressure in the backcourt. Go ahead, Jake.
My bad. Opie 6 of 8 overall from the field thus far in the first quarter. Wow.
We'll have a foul against Garrett Cole, I believe. That'll be the team's third. Cole's first. Cole and Allie Smith both fighting for a really high arching pass. And Cole had a little bit too much body contact. Inbounds to Tyson Bolson. He'll hand it off to Allie Smith, top of the key. Fires up a three. It'll be short off the front of the iron. Rebound to Andrew Foraker, tipped out in the corner. Bailey now with it, looking to add to his 11-point advantage, 3:22 to play in the first quarter.
That was just the third shot attempt by Olpe tonight. Or by Hartford, I saw.
Blake Redeker with him in the corner. He'll skip it opposite corner. Ethan Redeker thought about a three. Pump fakes, will drive baseline, get it poked out of bounds. He'll stay with Olpe.
Well, it was good by Allie Smith to kind of disrupt the momentum of Volpe, because when they start to cook, they really start rolling. So any disruption you can get in their rhythm is going to be a benefit.
Blake Redeker to inbound underneath the bucket. He'll go left blocked. Truman Bailey leaves it a little bit too short off the glass. But offensive board at midcourt by Ethan Redeker. Now in the corner of the four-acre up top, Bailey. Bailey at the elbow now, right wing to Blake Redeker. One-handed pass left side to Andrew Foraker. He'll get a ball screen. Doesn't use it up top. Now left wing, Truman Bailey. He's dynamite from that distance. That's his sweet spot. He's got seven, and the lead is now 16-2.
7 of 10 from the field now is Olpe here in this first quarter.
Renfro to Bolson on the right wing. Olpe on a 13-0 run. Shot from 10 feet away from Bolson is short. Rebound to Olpe. Blake Redeker, foul line, now block. Off the window, too strong. Offensive board, though, to Garrett Cole. Fights for a position. He'll be fouled underneath on the floor. That'll be the fourth team foul against Hartford. And Anon Tiemeyer, the 6'1" senior, is at the scores table looking to get his first minutes of the ball game. Son of assistant coach Derek Tiemeyer. Blake Skowski also to the ball game. Garrett Cole, Blake Redeker to sit. So it's Andrew Foraker, Blake Skowski, Truman Bailey, Ethan Redeker, and Tiemeyer, the five on the floor for the Olpe Eagles. Foraker to inbound underneath the bucket on the right side. Up top, Ethan Redeker now. Tiemeyer with it in the left corner. Up top, Ethan Redeker now. Skowski with it on the left block. Be double team, kick back out. Ethan Redeker left wing three. It's off the mark to the right side. Rebound tipped around and won by Truman Bailey in the right corner now. On the wing up top to Andrew Foraker now. And a Tiemeyer left and alone up at top of the key. Fires up a three. It's no good. Offensive board to Truman Bailey, keeping the possession alive. Olpe looking for a third chance here as Blake Redeker drives from the elbow to the block, but he'll be fouled on that attempt.
Hartford has got to do a better job of battling for those rebounds. I think they're starting to get a little gun-shy because they're kind of picking up fouls left and right, and that can stop a team from wanting to really charge towards the ball, but you can't give up on that play altogether.
Duncan Baker, Kevin Goza back in the ball game. Looks like stoppage of play for Truman Bailey. He's got a blood spot on his left shoulder, so he will most likely have to go to the locker room to get that cleaned up. So that's a tough break for Olpe, but he'll be subbed out by Blake Redeker. Looks like he maybe has a small abrasion on his left cheek. Olpe with possession, leading things 16-2. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Blake Redeker with it. Left side, Anna Tiemeyer. And then we're going to have a three-second violation. Blake Skowski did not get it away or get his feet out of the lane. And that'll be the Eagles' fifth turnover in this first quarter. Kevin Goza to inbound. He'll go into Tyson Bolson. Now back to Goza. Looking to stop this 13-0 run by Olpe.
Ooh.
Renfro with it. Elbow. Fires up a jumper. Off the back of the rim and gets a friendly roll to fall through.
I think Renfro got away with a little bit of a friendly step there. But, again, officials doing a pretty good job of letting him play for the most part.
Foraker with it in the corner now to Skowski. Skowski will back down, spin move, left-handed shot off the mark. Rebound to Duncan Baker. Outlet pass finds the hands of Allie Smith in the front court. Looking to drive, nice look. Allie Smith, nice 4-0 run by Hartford. Has trimmed the lead of Opie's to 10. Blake Redeker with it in the half court. Against a 1-3-1 zone, I believe. Blake Redeker with it in the left corner, looking to drive. Lays it off the glass, off the left side of the rim, and gets it to fall through. 18-6. Opie's lead under one here to play in the first quarter. Bolson now into the front court to Trester. Trester behind his back. Actually, that's Renfro. Renfro puts it on the floor, and he'll be poked from behind. Too much contact there by Anden Tiemeyer, I believe. That'll be Opie's fourth team foul. Tiemeyer's first.
A little surprise on the foul call there. I really thought Renfro would have maybe picked up the travel there, as it looked like he was taking some steps when he had possession. But, again, I think he gets away with a little stumble there.
Garrett Cole back in the contest. He'll sub out Tiemeyer. And I believe Nolan Trester back into the ballgame for the Jaguars. Goes at an inbound. He'll go left wing to Renfro, and he hits a left wing three that falls through.
Give some credit to Allie Smith. He actually drew the attention of Redeker on the defensive side away to allow for Renfro to have that open look.
Dangerous pass by Olpe is recovered by Blake Redeker. Now Skowski gets it in the mid lane, and he is nearly perfect from that distance. Lead back out the double figures, 20-9. Trester with it, defended by Andrew Foraker. Foraker nearly with a steal. Oh. Trester with a spin move, fires up a three up at the top. It's off the mark, rebound to Ethan Redeker. 10 seconds to go for Opie. They're in the half court. It's a stolen away by Allie Smith. Loses his footing. It's loose. Still loose. And goes and picks it up with 5 seconds. Renfro with it. Going to have a last-second shot maybe. Baker gets it but leaves it short on the attempt. Nearly gets a second-chance effort. But after 8 minutes of play, Opie's out to a 20-9 advantage. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by All-Star Rental and U-Haul north of Tyson on Highway 50 in Emporia. From their heavy equipment outside to their indoor showroom, they have everything you need for your do-it-yourself projects. By ASC Engineered Solutions ABZ Valves and Controls, serving the worldwide valve market with the best product available. And by Andy Siding. For siding, gutter, and window installs and repairs, contact Andy Siding. Owned and operated out of Lebo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592.
Area High School Basketball being brought to you by Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. And USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Olpe, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities.
We welcome you back to Opie High School. Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon. Opie out to a 20-9 advantage. Their lead as large as 14 in that first quarter. All five starters with scores in that first quarter. Led in scoring by Truman Bailey with 7. Jaguars led in scoring by Hunter Renfro's 5. Or excuse me, Keenan Renfro's 5. We're thinking about the ball game tomorrow, Tegan.
Yes.
3:30 kick. Uh-huh. Right here on Country 101.7 FM. Hopefully the Chiefs can get that number one seed. Stolen away by Garrett Cole. Now dribbles it out in the corner. We'll wait for the Cavalry to catch back up. Dexon Holting back in there with 2 fouls. That'll be the 8th turnover against the Jaguars. Skowski with it at the elbow. Now fires up a 7-foot floater that falls through. Skowski with 4 points now.
The basketball gods giving him a little extra wind there, blowing that one into the goal. That's the second time he's taken a shot that looked like it wasn't going to fall.
Half-court trap applied by Opie, but Duncan Baker hiding behind the defense. He has a wide-open shot that falls through from the right block.
Easily the biggest guy out there. I love that you say hiding from the defense.
Prevent defense and stop that one. Garrett Cole now skips it left side. Now the elbow, left side to Blake Skowski, right wing, Ethan Redeker now. Right baseline to Cole, now left wing to Holting, now finds the hands in the corner to Blake Redeker. Up top, Ethan Redeker now, right wing 3 by Dexton Holting is short, follows a shot late, nearly gets to the offensive board, but into the hands of Allie Smith. And away we go the opposite way, Allie Smith fires up a layup that's off the mark, rebound to Blake Redeker. Opie with a 3-2 break now. Oh, Blake Redeker trips and falls right into Duncan Baker, and they're going to call the travel before the contact. That'll be the 7th turnover against Opie.
You know, I want to say, Allie Smith, he is probably one of the most gifted athletes out there on the floor, but, man, he tries those fancy layups pretty often and doesn't really let the play develop. He's just trying to force them home, and I think if he maybe just tries to get a few passing plays going on here, this is a completely different ballgame.
Yeah, he is known for really forcing the issue.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Coach Colton Barrett wants him to kind of work the offense as they trail things by 11, 22-11, 6:09 to play in the first half. Bolson trying to get the pass in from Nolan Trester and stolen away by Opie. Blake Redeker with it at the top of the key now, right side. Ethan Redeker now in the corner to Dexton Holting. He'll go back up top to Ethan Redeker. Now back to Holting. Dex will skip it left side to Ethan Redeker. On the wing up to the foul line to Blake Skowski. Bounce pass to Dexton Holting. 3 on the right wing. Good. Holting's 2nd 3 of the night. He's got 6 points. Lead back out to 14. Bolson puts it on the floor. Nearly travels, but we'll find Trester. Trester at the elbow. Puts it on the floor, and it's stolen away by Blake Redeker. And Bolson, and with 2 fouls, will have to go back to the bench as he picks up his 3rd. 5.5 to play in the first half. That'll be the 6th team foul, I believe, on the Hartford Jaguars.
Well, that force the issue mentality seems to be kind of generating throughout the Jaguars roster because they're really trying to attack up that middle, and Olpe's doing a great job of closing it up there with at least two guys. And when you're trying to split that defense, you're having to make some moves with the ball that leaves it very open and vulnerable to a turnover. And it's paid off for Olpe, I'd say, 9 times out of 10.
Molson takes a seat. Kenan Renfrow in for the Jaguars. Holting with it at the foul line. Now right side, Ethan Redeker. No look, pass in the corner to Blake Redeker. Swish. We'll have a timeout taken, I believe, by Colton. Nope.
The net just got hung
it
up.
It was that good of a swish that the net got hung up within itself. Hey.
Hey, you're psychic.
Colton.
You're
thank
psychic,
you, Colton.
Yeah. He heard
timeout
you.
Taken by Colton Barrett. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here with you. 28-11 our score. 5:05 to play in the first half. Opie with four threes now in the ball game. And Truman Bailey has gone to the corner. And the cup man, Derek Tiemeyer, has the abrasion stopped. And looks like Bailey will be back in there. Changing uniforms to number 10. So, looks like Finn Pimple out there. Finn throws up some raindrops in the JV and C games. Got to see Opie has not had a C game since the very first game of the season. Yeah. And will most likely not have one until February. So the C team scrimmaged against each other before the JV contest. And it was really a close ball game, 22-20 for the Green Guys.
You mentioned assistant coach Tiemeyer doing a pretty good job over there sealing up that that abrasion on the chin. I might need to see if he wants to come and work with us at the boxing club. That's some pretty solid work.
When I first got here, I saw Damon Redeker and Eli Foraker, graduates from last year's championship teams, and they were in the pinstripes or in the zebras, and they were officiating that SEA game, so I was teasing him. I said, must really be hard up for officials. But they called a pretty clean game. We do have a foul away from the ball. It looks like Blake Skowski will pick up his first, team's fifth. But Opie leading things here. 4:58 to play in the half, 28-11. Goes at an inbound in front of Opie's bench. He gets it into Kenan Renfrow now. Nolan Trester with it. Now in the corner to Goza. Errant pass stolen away by Blake Redeker. Breakaway layup off the window and good. Redeker with 7 points.
Great job to maintain the composure on that shot while still in a foot race, neck and neck.
Spin move, a double spin move by Allie Smith. Leaves it too strong off the window. Opie going the other way. Dexter Holting fires up a three, but before it falls through, there's a foul away from the ball. That'll go against Kevin Goza. Three was good by Holting. Second against Goza, seventh team foul. So Opie in the bonus, 4.5 to play. Out to their largest lead of the evening. 30-11.
Is it wrong of me to say I'm just not a big fan of the spin move layup?
It
looks cool, but
it's been 4 years. You know, Allie started since he was a freshman, and he has always pushed the issue up the court, and converts at a pretty small pace.
It looks cool. It looks flashy, and when you make it, it's really, really it brings the crowd out. But honestly, it's a flash move.
So we had a free throw good by Holting. So we'll see what we've got here.
Well, they're saying the shot's not going to count because the foul was on Redeker. It was committed against Redeker, and they had Dexton Holting
so take
taking
that
the
one
shot.
Off. We'll scribble that little dash out.
No pressure, Blake.
So Blake with 2 fouls now. Colton Barrett can't stick nothing by him.
That was Barrett actually was saying that's the right number, and the ref goes, no, it's not.
So we'll see if. Hey, look at that. Oh, we got a lane violation now.
Wow.
So Redeker misses the front of the 1-on-1, and we'll try it again.
I got to start writing these in pencil.
Oh, boy.
I had it circled, then I had it crossed out. Now, see what happens.
So lane violation against Hartford, so we'll try it once again. So 1-1 once again. Takes a few dribbles, bends his knees, and fires.
There
this
it
time
is.
It's good. And he should be at the line for one more.
Now I got to make a really dark circle so I know that counts.
Allie Smith's like, well, we've been here for now 4 times. Can I inbound this? As Opie out now to a 20-point lead, 31-11. And the second one from Redeker.
Good.
Bounces all the way around and falls through. Redeker leading the Eagles with 9 points.
That's just the first trip to the line for either team thus far in this ballgame.
Drester with it in the half court. Gets his pass deflected into the hands of Valley Smith. Now at the foul line. Puts it on the floor. Nice little dribble drive there. Makes Tegan eat his words.
No,
he's got 6 points.
No, that was just a straight-up drive, and I love that move by Allie. Gets around the defenders, goes right up, and just gets in their face, puts it in. Nothing fancy about it.
The bruiser down low gets it from into the hands of Garrett Cole. Bangs against the body of Duncan Baker. Off the window and good, and Garrett Cole to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play.
I should say, I am a big Allie Smith fan. I
don't we have to, been, yeah.
Yeah, I love Allie Smith. I don't want anyone to think my remarks there were towards Allie specifically. I think he's a fantastic athlete. He showed it right there again, just a great move around the defenders.
Cole Arendt on the foul shot, gets stolen away on the rebound, goes ahead, it was looking for a pass up the court, and Cole caught him napping, and he's fouled.
Again.
And we'll go to the line for another and one opportunity.
Basketball gods giving him a chance to make good on the three-point play.
Garrett Cole, big old smile on his face. He'll step to the line. Looking for one more. 36-13, Opie's lead. Midway through this second quarter. Cole, shot in the air. Good this time. Cole with 9 points.
It's been the longest 4 minutes.
Opie's lead now 24. Renfroe inbounds to Nolan Trester. Trester in the half court. Be trapped right there. Now back to Renfroe. Left side. Allie Smith will fire up a three. Short. Rebound to Garrett Cole. Garrett Cole looking to push. Bounce pass off the backside of Oliver Smith and stolen away by Allie Smith. Jaguars going left to right on your radio dial. Oliver now left side. Keenan Renfroe. Ooh. Off the mark that time. Converted one previously, but that one, no such luck.
That was a long three-point attempt tonight. Appreciate the tenacity there out of Renfroe as he was trying to kind of stop the bleeding here. His team has not put much up here in the later half of this first quarter, but you got to get a little closer. You got to be a little more selective with your shots.
Skowski has it in the middle lane, kicks it back up top. Foraker now. Cole, right side, Blake Redeker. Blake thought about a three as the defense was not really guarding him all that much. Oh. Now Blake Skowski gets an elbow. Nice spin move, but leads it off the bottom of the rim. But offensive rebound collected by Garrett Cole, and is put back good.
That's the 15th rebound overall for the Eagles. Only 4 rebounds on the night so far for Jaguars, as Opie's doing a great job of shooting from the field.
Blake Redeker with a steal at midcourt. Going to have a 3-1 breakaway. Off the window and good from Blake Redeker. And it's 41-13.
That'll be the 11th turnover for the Jaguars in this first half.
One-handed pass at midcourt. Finds Keenan Renfroe now into the hands of Allie Smith, and he'll be blocked on the far sideline.
Hmm.
Poke checked. That'll be the 7th team foul against Opie, I believe. So it'll be bonus time for Allie Smith. Foul is against Andrew Foraker, his first.
A little bit of a soft call on that one. A lot of the other ones we've seen thus far tonight have been way more intense than that.
Garrett Cole, Blake Redeker to the bench as Dexton Holting put Ethan Redeker back out there. Uh-oh. Only six fouls? Uh-oh. Apparently it's only 6 fouls. So we'll see.
I think they're going to inbound
3, 4, 5, 6.
Yep.
So, yeah, 16 fouls. Rex Fisher is just so good at running the scoreboard that as soon as that whistle blows, he adds the foul call.
2:39 remaining here, Hartford. You know, Mike, they need a big play right here to kind of get some energy back into their legs.
So Oliver Smith inbound underneath the bucket. Now in the hands of Keenan Renfroe. Up top, Duncan Baker. Now Allie Smith with it on the right elbow. Now foul line. Finds Oliver now, right corner to Duncan Baker. Pump fakes, now will drive.
Up what a move.
Under, nice move there with the big man, Duncan Baker, 4 points.
What was great about that, too, is Baker never took his eyes off the basket, even as he's turning to make that little hook shot layup. Always keeps his eyes forward.
Holting a three in the corners off the mark, offensive board by Blake Skowski. His putback, no good. Heavy contact. Officials saw otherwise, and it will be out of bounds off the hands of Skowski. Shakes his head in disgust. 41-15, our score, 2:07 to play in the half. We'll try and visit with head coach Ron Slaymaker of the Opie Lady Eagles during the Long Bayon Auto Plaza halftime show. Nolan Trester puts it on the floor, stolen away by the Eagles. Dexton Holting, layup, no good. Offensive board by Blake Skowski, and the putback is good. Skowski with a quiet 6 points. Opie's lead is 28. Allie Smith dribbles it off his leg. Off his leg. I was going to say maybe you're going to say it was last touch by Opie. But in the front row of the Friends of the Feather on the far sideline.
13 turnovers thus far in the first half for the boys in blue.
Foraker inbounds at the Ethan Redeker. $1.40 to play here in the first half. Redeker, bounce pass, far side. Dexton Holting, Foraker skips it, left corner, three by Ethan Redeker. Rims out, no good, rebound to Blake Skowski. Now his putback, short off the front of the rim, and this time the rebound collected by Hartford's Duncan Baker. Keegan Renfro streaking down the other way, throws up a shot, it's no good. Rebound to Blake Skowski. Outlet pass finds the hands of Andrew Foraker. He's now on the wing. Now elbow left side to Ethan Redeker. Now left corner, Dexton Holting. Bounce pass in the post to Blake Skowski. He'll turn and face, fires up a shot. It's good. 30-point advantage now for the Opie Eagles. 1 minute to play in the first half. Allie Smith with it. Left side to the elbow, to the left block. And they're going to call a travel against Allie Smith.
Much to the ire of Coach Colton Barrett is, again, we talk a little bit about it. Allie gets a little sped up sometimes. He just makes those small little mental errors. And Coach Barrett, I think he probably had a conversation with him about that in the quarter break and just getting a little wound up again.
Opie with possession, looking to add to their 45-15 lead. Blake Redeker skips it right side. Andrew Foraker now in the corner to Ethan Redeker. Up top, Andrew. Foraker finds Blake Redeker now in the Andon T-Meyer. Up top, Ethan Redeker. Looks like the Eagles may be holding for one final shot here in the half. Blake Redeker in the corner. He'll get some happy feet, and it'll be a turnover back to Hartford.
Can't really say the last time I've seen a guy in the corner get called for the travel off a pass, but we're seeing it all here tonight.
Opie will apply backcourt pressure against the Jaguars. Renfro gets it in to Smith. 23 seconds to go as Alley gets into the front court. Top of the key, now foul line, now mid lane, and he'll be fouled to the floor. And Smith to the line for two foul shots. That's the seventh team foul against the Eagles. Foul against Blake Redeker, his first.
Well, much like in the girls' game, thus far, Opie has held Hartford to just single digits here in the first half. 9 points in that first quarter. So far, only six here in the second.
First shot by Smith. Alley converts the free throw attempt. Is that the first time at the line?
First time at the line for the Jaguars.
Here in this first half. 18 seconds to play.
Or three trips, I should say, for Opie.
Second one. Good as well.
That helps.
Eagles will have 15 seconds left to get a shot up to conclude this first half. They lead things 45-17. Cole with it. Down the corner, Ethan Redeker. Nice pump fake, and he'll go to the foul line and double bonus now, as that should be the 10th team foul against Hartford. Pump fake got the defender to go up, and as the defender left his feet, Ethan Redeker drove right into him as Oliver Smith comes down against him. That'll be Smith's second, team's 10th. 4.7 seconds left on this first half clock. First one, no good off the right side of the rim. And bangs out.
Kind of rushed that shot a little bit. Didn't really take time to set for it.
Ethan will step in for one more. Nothing but net this time.
Beautiful shot, too.
Ethan's first points of the evening. Allie Smith, one final crack at it before the half. Nice little crossover move. This leaves it just short. So our halftime score, 46 for Opie, 17 for Hartford. We'll step aside, get into the Long Bayon Auto Plaza halftime show, get some halftime stats, some analysis, and an interview, hopefully, with victorious head coach Ron Slaymaker. But you're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fellinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfellinger.com. By Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop by your local Nextech Wireless to see how they can support all of your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Cody Thurston, Land Agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And Van Gundy Farms, your area Hogemeyer seed dealer, serving the greater Lyon County area, proud sponsors of all area athletes.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by All-Star Rental and U-Haul, north of Tyson on Highway 50 in Emporia. From their heavy equipment outside to their indoor showroom, they have everything you need for your do-it-yourself projects. By ASC Engineered Solutions ABZ Valves and Controls, serving the worldwide valve market with the best product available. And by Andy Siding. For siding, gutter, and window installs and repairs, contact Andy Siding. Owned and operated out of Lebo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592.
It's time now for the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show, brought to you by Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet and Buick dealer in Emporia, driven by LongbineAuto.com.
Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Longbine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Back in